Hello everyone, my name is Jess and I'm an addict. First of all, I'd like to thank the Unity Retreat Committee for asking me to come share. This is my first time sharing on a tradition, so I'm a little nervous. I tried not to think about what I was going to say, but I will tell you I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning tossing and turning, thinking about what I was going to say. It says in the beginning after we greet these traditions that understanding these traditions comes slowly over a period of time. And that's how it's been for me. Whenever I first got into this program, first of all, the first tradition is our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. When I first got to this program, introduced to it through rehab, I had low self-esteem. I had low self-worth. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do. But what I do know is whenever I came into this fellowship, I was shown love. Like, people gave me hugs and told me to keep coming back and to keep it simple. And I can remember, like, debating on whether I was going to go to Upper Darby to a halfway house or stay here in Altoona where I've been at for 9 years. And, you know, a predecessor told me, if you can't get clean in Altoona, you can't get clean anywhere. Like, it's all about you. And I looked up to those people. And I jumped in feet first. I got a home group. I got another home group. And I got another home group. I had 3 home groups. I'm not going to lie and say, you know, the honest God's truth is I wanted to get out of the halfway house every chance that I could. And that was the beginning of my journey, being involved in the unity of this fellowship. So at 6 months clean, I wanted to be GSR. And like the home group that I wanted to be GSR for, they didn't trust me. They was like, well, I don't know if you have enough clean time. And I just went to area and I just sat in on the H&I. And like you had to have 6 months clean. And I had 6 months clean. So I came back to the home group and I was like, I'm your GSR. And I got involved in H&I also. But as time went on, you know, I started going to area service every Saturday morning, picking up literature and key tags. And like I saw what the bigger picture of what this was because I could get stuck in the group and like the same people here all the time. And then you go to area and you get some different faces and you get some different opinions. And like they'll sit up there and they'll disagree without being disagreeable for like hours upon hours. And you get to area at like 11 and you're there till like 5 in the afternoon because they want to just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over. And like I'm not sure if you understand what I'm talking about unless you go to area. You know? But I got involved in H9 and I started doing Pyramid and I started doing Code Forge and started taking speakers with me and I would see people afterwards, you know, they'd come up and they'd say, thank you so much for coming and taking your time to come here. Or I'd see them at another place and they'd say, you know what, I heard you share somewhere and I heard what you had to say. And like, it really gave me a lot of hope. And like, that's what unity in this program is for me. Just like whenever I came in, I was telling somebody last night, whenever I came in, I looked up to a lot of people in this program. And it wasn't just because they had degrees or because they had cars or because they had their children back, but they were like walking gracefully and they would get together for NA picnics at each other's houses and do barbecues. And like, I wanted to be involved in that because no matter what, I wanted to stay clean. So I was reading in my journal this morning. I woke up and I said, you know what, let me journal because I got a few things that are on my mind that I just need to get out and so that I can allow God to speak through me. And I went back to 2011 whenever I was in the halfway house. And all the way back in 2011, I was saying things like, you know, I can't stand my roommate. Like, I wish she would just shut her mouth. But at the same time, I'm going, you need to take your personal inventory because somebody in this program told me, pick up living the program IP number 9. And that's where you start. You may not be on step 10 to take a personal inventory, but you can pick up this IP as a newcomer, and you can do it every day and every night. So in my journal, I'm doing this IP, and I'm living the program without even realizing I'm living the program. And I got 4 months clean, and I'm saying in this journal, like, I just want to stay clean. I want my kids back in my life, and I want to go to meetings, and I want to go to work, and I want a house, and I want all these things. And in it, after I do it, I say, it's so overwhelming. But you know what? I did it, and like today, like it feels good. It feels good. I did H&I for a long time, probably for a little over a year. I did H&I. I did it at both facilities, taking in speakers with me. At a year clean, I got a new sponsor. I had one sponsor who guided me through, and at a year clean, I got another sponsor. And I wanted to give up some of my commitments, and I said I was feeling like I was overwhelmed. And she said, you never give up one commitment without picking up another commitment, because our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. And I wanted to tell her, like, get out of here. Like, you know, I'm tired of doing this stuff. But God did for me what I couldn't do for myself, because I had somebody else set up to come in the pyramid, and the day before they were supposed to come in, they relapsed. And so they called me anyways to go into pyramid. So God continued to do for me what I couldn't do for myself, and I continued to carry the message. My home group is the Thursday Night Addict with a Recovering Purpose. It's the only home group I have right now. I'm still the treasurer for that home group. That home group actually was at Simpson Temple Church, and it was going under, and there was nobody there. There was one lady left, and she had the key to the church, and she had a little bit of money, and she said, she called me up one day, and she said, I need you to come get the key to the church and get the money, and I'm going to Florida. And I'm like, all right, but I know, I've been taught in this program, like, we got to keep these doors open. We got to keep these doors open for this addict coming in to get this message. Like, we got to save each other's life. I know we got to be there for each other. So I got on the phone, and I started calling some predecessors in this program. And some of them, I didn't really care for them, but I called them anyway because I knew they had a good message. I knew that they knew what they were talking about. So I got a predecessor to help me set up the format. Another one donated money to buy the food. I was speaking to somebody else. They brought T-shirts and sweatshirts and bandanas down from area and donated to the home group for us to raffle off. And we had a speaker jam at Simpson Temple. And we raised enough money to pay the back rent that wasn't being paid and give them a little rent to keep the meeting open. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing the way the addicts come together. And all we have to do is just open our mouths and ask for the help. That's all we have to do. So this meeting, we moved to another location, and somebody was asking me earlier how the meeting was doing, and we have some active home group members today. We have some trusted servants today. No longer do we just have one person doing everything, which is what it's supposed to be about. Like, we have somebody who's GSR. We nominate a chairperson, and we nominate a secretary, and if there's a newcomer, we offer them to do clean time to get involved. But I just want to say that I love Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I don't know about you guys, but like, I love Narcotics Anonymous. And somebody was asking me last night, why are you so passionate about Narcotics Anonymous? Because Narcotics Anonymous saved my life. It saved my life. I came from Mississippi, okay, to Pennsylvania, an addict. Geographical relocation did not work for me. I went to church. It did not work for me. Just the word did not work for me. I had to get a foundation in this program to want to stay clean. Everybody involved in my life has been there for a reason. They might not have stayed. They might have already left and went back to their area. And I know, you know, this is primarily treatment facility around here, but everybody that comes through here is trying to do the same thing. Just trying to get another day. You know, I want to talk about sponsorship, because that's been very important for me, and it's not my topic, but it's part of my unity. Because sponsorship can be a two-way street. I went to the Detroit Area Convention of Narcotics Anonymous with my sponsor, And we were coming back, and she had to share at a speaker jam in Johnstown, and she really didn't know how to share, like, in front of certain people. So she started calling people in the fellowship. Now, my sponsor has 25 years in recovery. And she was calling people to get opinions and to get suggestions on how she should share. That gives me hope. That gives me a lot of hope. You know what I mean? I'll call my sponsee, and I'll be going through something, and they sit there and listen. And they give me suggestions on how to get another day clean. Because I'm not going to say that it's all about the drug, but it is all about the drug. At any given day, I could pick back up without even thinking about it. I got a bar down the street from my house that plays karaoke every Friday night. So whenever I get home from work at 8:30 and I hear them in there singing, just take those old records off, it's chill, I want to go in there and I want to drink a few beers and think that I can sing. But the reality of it is I already know whenever I pick up a drink, I'm going to have a hangover and I'm going to need the pain pills to get me up and going again, and it's an ongoing process. And like, this program, the love and support that I have found in this program, goes to my home life too. I now have a relationship with my mother. I couldn't stand my mother. I had resentments against my mother. My mother left me whenever I was 11 years old in Mississippi and told me she was coming to see her mother in Pennsylvania, who had just had a stroke and a heart attack and was paralyzed on her left side. She never came back. It took a whole year for my dad to tell us that they were getting a divorce. A whole year. I had a lot of resentments towards my mom. A lot. And you know what? And whenever I used, and I went to state prison, and I got back out, and I used again, and my mom took custody of my kids, I resented her again all over again. You wasn't there for me. You wasn't a mother to me. How are you going to take my children, raise my children? You just want a do-over. That's all you want. But through this program and through working some steps and talking to some people, that tells me I need to put on my big girl panties and grow up. And nobody didn't do nothing to me. I'm an adult now. Take responsibility for what I've done and what I'm doing to my life and what I'm doing for my children. At least somebody is there for them. Because you're doing the same thing to your children that your mother did to you. The same exact thing. So I let go of some resentment towards my mom. Me and my mom now have a relationship, and she calls me and says, you know what, do you need any soap powder? Do you need any toilet paper? Because I'm a single mom, and like, it's hard living on one income. And my mom's there to support me and love me, and today I can go and pick out a Mother's Day card without reading it and thinking, this ain't true, I can't get it. These things aren't true. And like, forcing myself to buy a Mother's Day card, I don't do that today. I go and I pick out a card, and whenever it says, you know what, you were there for me no matter what, and I love you, thank you, happy Mother's Day, I can buy that card. That's part of what this program has given me. Now, I told you that my mom took custody of my kids. I now have my kids in my home, in my care. They're back with me. And they drive me crazy. Don't get it twisted, because I will come in this program and tell you that they are driving me crazy, and I'm not sure if I want this life anymore, but like, reality is I pick myself up and I go to a Saturday night meeting called Living Clean, and I read the Living Clean book, and it gives me hope all over again. So I have a place to come to. I have a place to come to. I'm not afraid to pick up the phone. I'm not afraid to go to a meeting. I've made mistakes in this process. I kept coming back. I persevered. I've been committed, because my personal recovery tells me I need to be committed in order for this fellowship to flourish. I need to stay committed to what I'm doing, because if I fail, then other things could fail too. So I've been committed. You know, I've done step work. I've spent about a year on each one of my steps, and I know it's not a race, but I've done thorough steps. I went over the traditions. After I went over my steps with my sponsor, I do everything that everybody has told me to do. Not everything. I'm lying. I got in a relationship, but we're not going to go there today. Not today. I did my 90 and 90. I did more than 90 and 90. I went to AA. I was struggling one day. I went to 2 AA meetings in one day. And I'm not up here to say anything bad about that fellowship, but I love NA. But I went to 2 NA meetings in one day because I didn't want to use. There was another time I dropped somebody off at the dentist's office and I started thinking about pain pills. I called my sponsor. She said, I'm taking a ride to Bedford. Come with me. She stayed with me all day until that night, until we got to a meeting. I didn't use because of another recovering addict who wanted me to get another day. I want to talk about how addicts will come together whenever we necessarily our personalities will clash or we don't agree with one another, but when somebody is struggling, how we'll come together. There's a lady in this fellowship who's not able to come to meetings right now. She's struggling. And recovering addicts got together and went and held a meeting at her house. It literally brings tears to my eyes thinking that people come together and go to somebody's house and give them a meeting because they can't get out and get to one. Like, we care about each other deep down inside. We might not always act like it on a daily basis, but deep down inside, we care about each other. And the next time that that meeting is being held at that house, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to support this lady because that's what she needs. She's in a time of struggle, guys. Like, I don't even need to say no names, and you guys probably know who I'm talking about, you know? And this lady needs us, and, like, we're there for her. We're there for her. Coming together for the World Convention. Like, I'm about to get to see what this thing is really all about. Everybody from the world, not just little old Altoona, not just little old Williamsburg or Pennsylvania, all around the world, China, Japan, Brazil, like, there's addicts everywhere. I had a sweatshirt on because it was the first East African convention being held in Africa. I bought a sweatshirt and to support this first convention being held in Africa, and I wore it, somebody said to me, they got Narcotics Anonymous in Africa? I said, they got Narcotics Anonymous everywhere. You can go anywhere and go to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And you know, like, I want to see what region is all about. I've only been to area, and I know that there's steps that build up to the world. I don't have any experience with it, so I can't share on it. But I understand. I truly understand how big this thing is and how important it is. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that could tear us apart, all will be well. The message is hope and the promise is freedom. Thank you for allowing me to share.